We hopen dat we een test met alle vier dank. Je moet wat je genaamd, je kunt genaamd, je hield wat de mitzvah is, of yes, beno, je ploys both to schorm en ten kevis. How does he know it? Le genaamd, je ksivois, he says the word oisoi, de mashm zocher, he says mashm only je zocher, there's the mitzvah, the loch of oisoi, yes, beno, or ksiv beno, he says the word beno, the widash, misha beno, korach acharov. The Dimash Menekeva, by the mother, that the kid wraps himself around the mother. If the Hukkah, therefore, he holds, Noi Bein Mitzchorim Bein Menekeva. He holds the mitzvah, so yes, Benoi, the Gerdai, the mother and the son, he can't shech the same day, or else the father and the son, he can't shech the same day. Omer Rav Huna, Banchi, Omer Shmuel, Hilchus like a Chananya, it's like a Pasla Chananya, that this mitzvah applies both to the Zohar and to the father and to the mother. For Yoz the Shmuel time, the Shmuel goes according to his own time, also, we use the Shmuel Taimei. Yeah, the what it's now, we learn like this. We have Yehuda, Oim Rav Yehuda says, Hamelodim min ha-sus. Whatever is born from a sus, from a horse, Lodim min ha-sus. Apo pi shavim chamor. Because if the mother was a horse, even though the father was a donkey, is mutarm zebizet. So, Chur Mashmi go after the mother. As long as the mother was a horse, so the kid now is also called a horse, and therefore this horse is about to live with another horse. Avul ha'nalod min ha'chamor, im ha'nalod min ha'sus ha'surim. But a behemoth that's born from a donkey is also to live with a behemoth that's born from a horse. That's called klai. That's also. Now this v'yom Rav Yehuda Mashmuel, Yehuda Mashmuel says, u'div Rav Yehuda. These are the words of Rav Yehuda. Yehuda holds the shita. That it's mutter. Avachomim, the Chomim say, Omrim, call me a prayer, Sachasin. The Chomim say, no. I mean, what? So, Yehuda says that, that's the words of Yehuda. He says what? And Alodim, Minachomor, and Alodim, Minasusarosa. But the Chomim say, no, call me a prayer, Sachasin. Doesn't make enough Gemina. A mule is all mutter. That's whether the father was the horse and the mother was the donkey, or the other way around, doesn't make a bit enough gemino. The mice said the kid's a mule, so they're mutter one with another. Yeah, that's what Yehuda Meshmul says. So now, Zudi Rabbi Yehuda, Meshmul's Divi Rabbi Yehuda, he says, Ein Cheshem Zerav, we don't care about the Zerav. That's Rav Yehuda Shita. Avachom Maimrim, no, that Kol Mina Praydes Achasein, that we are Choshel Zerav. And therefore, a mule is mutter with another mule, even though by one the mother was a horse and the other one the mother was a donkey, it doesn't make enough Mina. Rabbi Mor says, Manchom, who are these Chachomim? They say, what, we are Choshel Zerav, Man Chachomim? That's Chananyu, those are going to Chananyu. The Yom that he holds, Choshel Zerav, you go boss the Zerav. Therefore, by Oisav Yes Benoi, there's the mitzvah also not to shech the father and the kid the same day, because you go after Choshen Zerav, the father has miyachis after the son by a behema. Yeah. My Rashi says about the Dibra Yehuda, the Yom Ein Choshen Lefika Chasurim, Harachom Maimrim Kulam Matan Shemeshneim Yesh Beit Stodim. Rashi says, Amid the Kori Shmuel Achananya Bloshen Chachomim Shamin Esfila Dichos Chananya. That's the Raya. Since Shmuel says, Chananya is halacha b'teres chachomim. The chachomim say, "Kol mina pray this achasein." That's the lashon of chachomim, and that's Chananya shita. That you are choshen zera with the father means something. So therefore, you see Shmuel paskins like Chananya. Yeah. That more. Yes, more says here. Makom Chananya, the yom a choshen zera. Fahai ba susia v'chamro. Fahai ba chamro susia. Kulachad mina ninu. They're all the same men. Therefore, the kid's a mule is mutter with another mule. Even though the one the mother was the sus and the other one the mother was the chamor. Chamor doesn't make enough mina. Yechosh nezerav. It's all called one min. Now we must see the burla. Have a question like this. Yibayliu is l'Rabbi Yehuda. The ain chosh nezerav is a pshat. This should be yours. Mifshat shita le'Rabbi Yehuda. The ain chosh nezerav is a pshat. Yehuda also for sure. We do not care about the father. And the main thing is, whatever the mother is, that's what the kid is. That's for sure that way. I do maybe know, Svukim is Safkun, maybe Yehuda himself has a Safik, whether Yehoshim is Zerav, or you only go west after the mother. And therefore, like we had before, by climb, you have to go l'chumro. L'mayinaf kemino, l'mishre pri imo'ein. Is the kid mutter with its mother? Pri imo'ein means with the min of its mother. So Yamnith, you're going to tell me now, mifshat pshitalei, that for sure he holds that you're not chayshin l'zerav, you only go bosa, whatever the mother was, that's the name of this kid. Therefore, pri imo'ein shari. Let's say the mother, the sus, gives birth to chamor. So it doesn't make enough kumina that it'll be mutter with the mother. Because since the mother was a sus, so it has a lacha like a sus. And therefore, it'll be mutter. Yeah, but Ella, but if you tell me, no, even according to view, this is a suffix, it's a doubt for him whether he look at the father or not. So pre yamim also could be the kid with his mother, with the min of its mother, would be also. Since the mother is a horse, and then the kid that came out looks like a chamor, so could be you are choshen a zera av, and therefore maybe it has lach like a chamor here. So therefore this kid would be also to live with a sus. That's nafkamina. If this kid, where the father was a chamor and the mother was a sus, is this kid mutter with another sus? Or maybe no, it's also another sus, because you are choshen a zera av l'chumra. That's the shayla. What's trying to Yehuda? So what says Toshma coming here? Says Rabbi Yehuda says, Kol hanalod min asus. Anything that's born out of a horse, afo pi shavim chamor, even though the father was a donkey, mash, as long as the mother was a horse, mutorim zebezer, that what the kids are mutter zebezer. Zechidami, what's the case talking about? Zechidami. You learn if you want to tell me the avud hai chamor, avud hai chamor, so tzrich l'meim, you have to tell me. Like in both cases, it was the mother was the horse, and the father was the donkey, and they lived together, two of them like that, and the two kids are mutter together, chrub shita. There's no claim here. Whether you are chosh or you're not chosh, they have the same parents. El Allah, this isn't the case talking about the Avu Adahai Sus. One case was a pair of horses, the Avu Adahai Chamor, and the second horse that gave birth, she gave birth through from a Chamor. That's the case. And still the Qutani says, Mutarim Zev Zev, the two kids are Mutta. So Alma, we see why they Mutta, the Mifshav Shitalei. That for sure, Rabbi Yehuda holds, ain't choshen l'zerav, we don't care about the father, he's out of the picture. By the heim, the ikka yich is only after the mother. Therefore, in both cases, the mother were horses, so the kids have a shame horse. And therefore, these two kids are mutter to live one with another. Even though one's father was a donkey, one's father was a sus. So we see clearly, it's mifshav shitalei. So it says, I'm a mifshav shitalei. So what's the lemme, that's not the pshat over here. I'll tell you really, the Avu Adahai Chamor, the Avu Adahai Chamor. No, it could be both pairs with the same case. That the mother was a horse and the father was a donkey. With the karma, that's what he asked. Tzrich Lamemla, what's the chiddush? Shachur Pshita. Avada the Mutazeb, there is no tzad. Even if you're Cheshin and Zerah, they're both the same min. So what's the tzad to say it's also? So the verse says, yes. Madatem, I would have thought to say, Osi tzad de sus, Mishtamish bitzad Chamor. Vitzad chamor mishtamish vitzad sus. Maybe these two kids, like half of each one of them is made out of a sus, if you choshen a zerah, but half is made out of a chamor. So maybe they live together, it's considered like the sus is coming on a chamor, and the chamor is coming on a sus. Maybe I would have thought to say like they're both minim, that it should be yosa. Kamashim lo know that the mice is one animal, and this animal is made out of a sus and a chamor, a mule, and the second one is also a mule. So kamashim lo the mutizev is it. Maybe that's the chiddush. You could be talking even according to Yehuda, maybe Yis Choshen and Zerav, and the other one in Mutta, because they both have the same parents, same type. Tashma, coming here, it says of Yehuda, Yehuda says, pray do om yuo, pray do. Yeah, pray do she tovo, a pray do wants to live with another animal, is a marvin ole aloy sus, he can't let a sus live with a mule. Poloi chamor, you can't put a donkey with a mule. Elamina, just you have to take another min. Sachur, another min, we take another mule. You can let one mule live with another mule. Now, v'yamnif, you're going to tell me, mifshap shitalei, that you tell me what, that according to Yehuda, for sure, you're not choshen a zerav. The main thing is only what the mother is. If so, lirova olo, mina d'ima. Let's just take a look what this kid's mother was. Whatever the mother was, that's what the kid is called. And then the kid will be mutter with another one. If the mother was a sus, the kid should be mutter with another sus. What did Avraham have another mule for? This mule should be mutter with a sus. But it could be the layadina mina dima. Talking about case, we don't know what the mother was. We just have a mule here, and we don't know what the mother was. The mother was a sus or a chamara. So that's why Chori let her live with another min. Samara says, "Yeladina mina dima my nihi." We don't know what the mother was. The more of a ho elamina katonis. Clearly, can only live with the same min. Elamina rashi kolayma achivod lachom yeze min hu. Someone says, Hokikoma, Mashmi, you know what the min of the mother was. Someone says, no, Hokikoma. A mavin ole loy min sus, loy min chamor. You can't let this kid live with a horse or live with a donkey. Lefi shein yoidim bimino, because we don't know what its min is, we don't know what its mother was. But since we don't know what its mothers were, that this kid can't live with either one. Ein chanami, it's taka also. So it could be taka, he owes ein chayshin azera, we don't know. Now the Gemara says, the live to be simonim. Why don't we look at the simonim of the animal itself to see clearly what it was? The Amar Abaye says, Ove koyle, if it has a thick voice, then a bar chamra. You have to know, bar chamra, the mother was a donkey. Bar chamra, the ima is a chamra. Son of koyle, Rashi Solif, the clear voice, yeah, then bar susi, that's right, the mother was a sus. So, let's look at the simonim of this kid, how it makes noise. And v'yomra papa, ravivin udnei, if it's big, its ears, v'zutra gnuvisa, its tail is short, bachamra, it's also proof to say its mother was a donkey. Zutra nudnei, if the ears are short, v'rabba gnuvusei, and if its tail is long, basus, that's a symbol to say the mother was a horse. So let's look at this kid and we'll know what the mother was. So again, there should be mutter with that type. So Marin says, "Hakomayas ginon bi alimto vigedemis." Alimto gedemis means you don't have it. Rashi says, "Gedemis means miznavu miznayim." It's cut off. It doesn't have ears and it doesn't have the tail. The tail and the ears are cut off. And also, the alimto, so it can't talk. So it's an animal that doesn't have any simonim. You can't tell. So Mar still says, "We're not preaching al shayla." So Mar says, "My heavy law. What's the maskana though?" What's Pshan Reb Yehuda? Does he hold for sure that you don't care about the father? Or maybe it's only a suffix according to Reb Yehuda? So Toshima, the Yom Rav Huna Breit Reb Yeshua, HaKol, most everybody agrees, but Pri Imoeim Shosa. Everybody agrees that the kid with his mother Takwitz also. So who you see, you are Cheshin Zerav. Because even though the kid, this kid now is also living with the mother, let's say was a Sus, but the father was a Chamoira. The father was a chamor. So if so now, this kid now is also to live with a sus. Shemamina, clearly, you see clearly from this then, that Svuki Mesafkule Shemamini, you see clearly according to the view, it's a suffix, whether you question for the father or not. Therefore, in this case, where the kid's a mule, so the kid is not mutter to live on the same type of his mother. But Adra B'chur could only live with another min, the same type, another mule. So you see clearly, even according to the view, though, there's a time to say you are afraid of the father. Not purely you go after the mother. Oh, Malay Ravada Lishmaya, Ravada of Abba said to his servant, Imalis Li, could a nice brisvaka, if you bring me in, could nice you bring me in a mule? Yeah. When you put the mules together, hasten his carriage, like to make it go, to move his carriage. Ayin lahanech the dam ladodi. Make sure you take two mules that look alike, that they shouldn't be klayim. V'yayil, and bring them in, let them all pull together. Salma, what do we see? Kesavri, he holds, ein choshen lezerav, that he holds, you're not afraid of what the father is. Rashi says what the dom ladodi means, but naim of zonah, they should have the same tail, they should have the same ears. Mishaminik b'klayim, so k'savra in choshin v'avi klayim b'nei ha'chamara o b'nei ha'susia di'i choshishin kulun shavin shevakulun yesh b'estadim. So see clearly he holds alma k'savra ain't yinah choshin for the zerav, and therefore you have to make sure that the kid is the same min as its mother, because if you hold choshin the zerav, then there's no nachimina. Any mule is mut with another mule. Doesn't make enough meaning if one, the mother was a sus and the father was a chamor, and the other was the opposite way. The other was a chamor with a sus. Doesn't make enough meaning if he held choshen a zerav. But since here we're zmakah to make sure, take two mules that both mothers were the same type, since he clearly heals, it also ain't chesh nezerav. He only got both of the mother, so the mule has to both be from the same type of mothers. Al-Maksabrin chesh nezerav. Now the Gemara says, the Simonim, the Raisin, the Chua, was saying it could go both the Simonim.